Blog Talk Radio.
Bring in
the upper room.
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 Good music.
We play it under the bell.
Sugar Ray and the Fireball.
Fireball,
every time. This one is a message.
I so much trouble in the world. So much trouble in the world. Bless my eyes this morning.
Yeah.
The sun is on the rise once again.
Rise and shine. Every time.
Where earthly things are going.
Oh.
Anything can happen.
Just about
the
anything.
Sea. Man sailing on their ego trip.
Hey.
Blast off on their spaceship.
Hey.
Million miles from reality.
Oh yeah. No chat for you, no chat for me.
No way.
So much trouble.
Material things that they forget who they are. Hurting people being left with the scars. Consumed with evil long time passed by. Wickedness hindering the people from life. Creating the problems amongst the disguise. That can be seen in their naked eyes.
But you don't see the world of them are destroying the earth against the love. Yeah, we deal. So we tend to separate.
Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot Sameach,
Yes, I, Rastafari, here for the Thursday podcast, here on the air and the irate here for the Thursday podcast. So here we are at the fourth day, right, the second intermediate day of the 7 days. And so to just, you know, start out with that particular tune right there based on a lot of the news and things, you know, things and times that are going on right now. Now, here, the second intermediate day, we just have the fire key offering and also John's Gospel chapter 7 to verse 8. I think we need to kind of meditate on James, Jacob, and give thanks to Ras, Iason, Tafari for the read there, the Hebrew highlights from the epistle of James, of Jacob, Yaakov. Here. Moving forward here on the air. That was so much trouble right there with some of the artists, Rastafari artists there. Here. No more trouble.
Here now is a special item of news from the JBC Newsroom. Entertainer and reggae star Bob Marley was a now patient in the University Hospital after receiving gunshot wounds during a shooting incident which took place at Marley's home at 56 Hope Road tonight.
Any community going on, it's a problem, like you're going to have prison.
Oh,
Yes, yes, I. In the world, not of the world. But the reality is that, yes,
you never saw the gunman.
At that time, no.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. People don't see the signs, not at that time. But here comes trouble. Chronics, yes, I.
Welcome. Why, oh, why, oh, why? Chronic, left, right, Jaco, Jaco, left, right. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh, yeah. Ah, boy. And them say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta, you. I and I start recruit soldiers for Selassie army. Ay. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta. You're not for oxygen. At the general issue, we're not warning. Your people, them are ball, said them tired of mediocre. Evil a go fall when we're treading in Ethiopia. Believing from down, call them life no easy boat. Even Bantan said it's not an easy road. Operation, occupy the motherland. Calling all soldiers to kind each other along. From creation, he writing as a plan. But chronics can't do it alone. So I'm recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, I too. Executing, still I see I works and be lost afar right through. And them say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. I'm on a start recruit, soldiers, still I see I army, aye. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. You're not for oxygen, but the general issue in a warning boy. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such a honor for the season fall. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, Jaja send me to work. Bring the fire in a room, Jaja send me to purge. But I can't do it alone, Rasta recruiting. Soldiers coming from near and far, I see. Executing, still I see I works and be lost afar, I true. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. I and I start recruit soldiers to Selassie I army, hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. You're not the oxygen, I did general issue in a warning, hey. Left or right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Hey, could I never throw it down, oh boy. Yeah, I will say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Here comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come, I say we're sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend, here comes danger, whoa, whoa. And then say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, here comes trouble. Here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta.
Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, return of the king, priest, even that priest king, Malachias Edek. Those troublesome verses, you're still not ready for solid food? No wonder you don't know what righteousness is. No wonder you can't tell good from evil. If Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 6 verse 3, those troublesome verses. So, you're still not ready for solid food?
Come, 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 come. It's tabernacles time. Come into Sukkah, yes, I. Rejoice in the innermost of the innocents and tell Babylon, don't trouble I and I, don't trouble.
Let's go. Yeah, man, it's music. Yeah, man. Fire where you was born up them judgment. Yeah. Be lyrical, you see me as sure as you say. Don't be hypocritical, it's critical. Woo. Righteousness, praise us, safari, liberty is levitical.
I pull down to troubles. I rest upon you when the blade is a go bubble up. Oi, I pull down to troubles. I rest a bullet in the barrel, I go bubble up. I pull down to troubles. I rest upon you when the blade is a go bubble up. Oi, Babylon down to troubles. Say, masters down to dirt faster than the brute. But them any time we don't no shoot. They ain't telling us about no fucking truth. I'm gonna get to you, them go kill and loot. I ain't done right, we ever loot. Yo's, play the one you're loading up in mute. King Selassie, I alone get me salute. Firebomb, not if you want, not even loot. Hey, I tell you nothing was new. Yo, don't want a vehicle, you're a ghost of who. Can't go check my fat sexy girls, them work cute. Yo, hey, are you fooled down to trouble us? I rest a bullet in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I fool down to trouble us. I rest a blood in my vein, I can bubble up, boy. I fool down to trouble us. I rest a fire over the blaze, I go burn you up now. I fool down to trouble us. I rest a fire over the blaze, I go burn you up, boy. Them start the war, them corruption and affliction. Them not really mean a fiction. Said them following the perils, jurisdiction. Cause they use them one come spit and turn them out this and that them hype. Well, send them come. Me a go burn them up tonight. And end them now. Gunshot alone, we go run them down. This go lunge to me, burn them down. Are you cool down to trouble us? I rest a blood in me fear, not go bubble up, oh, 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 oh. Are you cool down to trouble us? I rest a fire over the blaze, it's a go burn you up, yeah. Are you cool down to trouble us? Set the ghetto youth free down to struggle us, my. Are you cool down to trouble us? I rest them. Judgment, I go double up. From the girl, I look, them a glint. Oh, them a whisper, them a wink. What am I do? Oh, what am I think? Yes, I a seal, them a think. They will try, them a blink. Take a mile if you try to take a inch. Yeah, they will try for a cock or a pinch. Hear the king, tell you now. I pull down to trouble us. I rest a fire when the blaze is a go bubble up. Oh, I pull down to trouble us. I rest a bullet in the barrel, I go bubble up. I pull down to trouble us. I rest a fire when the blaze is a go burn you up, boy. Babylon down to trouble us. Say, masters down to burn the truth. The dirty bastard and the brute. Put them in the town, we gonna shoot. They ain't telling us them about the fucking truth. I'm gonna get to you, them go kill and loot. I ain't done right, we ever loot. Yo's, play the one you're loading up in mute. King Selassie, I alone get me salute. Firebomb, not give you more, not even loot. Hey, I tell you nothing was new. Yo, don't wanna be clear, it goes a boo. Can't go check my fat sexy girls, them work huge. Yo, hey, I fool down to trouble us. I rest a bullet in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I fool down to trouble us. I rest a blood in my vein, I can bubble up, oh, boy. Boy.
Yes, because the fool says in his heart there is no true good, true God. Yes, I. So fools, don't make the foolish of Babylon, the foolish of the world, flesh, satanic, seclorum, trouble the eyes, for in this time we're commanded.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
Remember, 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 do remember this time, the fall festival season here, the season of Sukkot, of tabernacles, of the shofar, the ram's horn, lifting up your voice like a trumpet, the day of the atonement, and then here, bringing it to the end gathering at the end of the year, is good news to call Yisrael, to all Israel. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and the meal children of Israel, but it's not good news. It's not good news to the world, flesh, satanic, seclorum. So we say, fools, don't trouble I and I, your children. But here. Let's just hear again and give thanks, Ras Sahar Ahad, for the Haftarah Aliyot, and particularly for the Aliyah right here. They would like to rehearse in your ear again. The judgment of Gog, you know, the Gog and Magog, yes, they changed their names, but John has them in the crosshairs right here, here, here. Even this time and these days and this time and this season right here, I'd like to share this again from the third day of Sukkot, which was the previous light here, here, here in the intermediate days right here. Here from Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 to chapter 39, verse 16. This is also one of the themes here. As I and I pray for the rains in due time and due season for the crops, right? Even looking forward, there's another kind of rain, right? Another kind of rain, a judgment rain upon the enemies of Jah people. Here, 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 here it is.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 18 to 39, verse 16. That's in my Abba, let Mephesta Kadus, Ahadu Amlak. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Yisrael, saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground, and I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, issah, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. They shall know that I am Yahweh. Buruku. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith Haggai Yahweh, Buruku, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave thee but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell carelessly in the islands, and they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Yisrael, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel, the Kadosh on Bet Yisrael. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the sovereign Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the head staffs and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the sovereign Yahweh, he who be who. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place thereof graves in Yisrael, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamangog. In 7 months shall the house of Yisrael be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, All the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamongar. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Amen. Glory to her words, sound, and power. Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy and thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari. Bishop Yeshua. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. The prophet's reading for the third day. The third day, the first of the intermediate days of the feast, the intermediate days between the first and the last days, which are Shabbat days, which are rest days, holy days for the Mikra Kodesh, the Isle out called assembly, first and the last days of the feast. So here we have Ezekiel chapter 38. Verse 18 to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16. Now, what's very interesting is that Sukkot or tabernacles, booths, huts, is a season for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to rejoice, or the children of Israel to rejoice, right, to dwell in booths, right, for 7 days. So it's a season of rejoicing. Also, it's a water feast, a water festival, where there are prayers for the Geshem, for the rains that go forward until we come to the time of Pesach, Passover, and the month known as Abib in the Hebrew. Abib etymologically linked from the Hebrew to the Royal Amharic with Abebeh to bud, and Abebah, a flower, or that which buds. So it's interesting that within the reading, speaking of rains, how Jah said he's going to rain upon them, right? Judgment, fury, right? So that's interesting, the two contexts of rain. First of all, for I and I, for Jah people, the rain in due season, due time, for the harvest, for the crops, for the food, for the life, for the liberty. But then the rain of judgment upon the righteous, upon the wicked, upon the nations, and upon Gog. Hamon Gog. Yes, yes, yes. So,
hear me now. Fireball the whole of the fireball.
Yes, yes, yes. Army Gideon. The 300, the Hebrew 300 right there. So, Gog. Let's touch on Gog, since the whole section there in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is zooming in on Gog. And we hear many folks talk about Gog, and we hear about Gog and Magog. Who is Gog and Magog? Well, we got Magog in the crosshairs, but we'll wait for Magog to deal with Magog. First up is Gog. Who is Gog? Just to show the significance of the Torah readings and the feedings, the Haftarah, right, in the times and the season, and as we study and grow in grace, and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, of Kedemah, we have the Selassie, right? And the Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, yes, I, Rastafari, that word made flesh and dwell and tabernacle amongst I and I. So here we're going to zoom in on the metaphysical implications of Gog as it pertains to the third day Haftarah, prophet's reading, as the word says, to hear the Shema, hear the words of the prophets and prosper, to prosper, grow in grace, knowledge, blessedness, that full blessing, that shalom in spirit and soul and body and health and also in wealth. So here, Ezekiel chapter 38. Verses 18 to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16, zooming in on Gog. Who is Gog? What does Gog mean? So Gog Hebraically, meanings brought out from Gog Hebraically, are elastic, you know, elastic like plastic, elastic, stretched out, Gog, extended, bringing out the Hebraic definitions, right, to define this so we can find this in the real, what people call the real world, in the reality of Gog and why, to get a better groundation on why this reading has been appointed during this time and this season. So Gog, meanings of Gog Hebraically from the Hebrew or the Yodit, Yehudit, here, elastic, stretched out, extended, flat roof, plain top, Gog. So firstly, the five cycle, the physical, the earthly type, right, the more like the historical type as well, the natural type. A, first Gog, an Israelite. There was an Israelite named Gog who was a descendant from Reu, command in the Hebrew, Reu. So I said to y'all, Reu, like to see something, see, Reu, see y'all, Bane, son. See a son. First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 4. So the first Gog we have scripturally speaking is an Israelite who was a descendant of Reuben, Robel. Secondarily, the B, a nation. Then there was a nation named Gog. Also a company of people. Interesting, when people talk about a nation, America is not a country, it's a corporation. Well, actually, that is a type of a company. It's a company, right? A nation, a company of people that was to come against Yisrael. A nation, a company of people that was to come against Israel, against Yisrael. So this is to define who is Gog in light of the third day of Tabernacles, the reading and feeding, right? So against Israel, against I,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So Gog being a nation or a company of people forming a corporate entity, you see, the corporate entity, scripturally speaking, Yisrael is also a corporate entity, a company, right? Also can be defined as a nation. But this particular nation, Gog, this company of people named Gog, was to come against Yisrael. So that means against Israel, are ye not as the children of Ethiopians, and also the covenant-keeping children of the Ethiopians, the Israelites of Ethiopia. This same nation or company of people was to come against Israel in battle, and be defeated. We have this in Ezekiel, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 to 18. So this right here, it links with the Haftarah, the prophet's reading for the third day of Tabernacles, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, right? Verse 18 to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16. Thirdly, Gog in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the glory of Grimawi, Goose and the guest of His Imperial Majesty of John Hoy of Kedemawi Hadassalansi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So Gog here, also the third Gog we have in the scripture from the Phi cycle, the physical basic groundation. Gog is symbolical of the satanic. Enemies, the adversarial enemies, the adversarial haters of the saints, of the Kedoshim, of the Kedusan, of the Hasidim, of the saints. We have this in Revelation. Revelation reveals the truth. Revelation chapter 20, verse 8. So we have God in three scriptural earthly physical types references from the scripts. One, an Israelite, a descendant of Reuben, First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 4. Also a nation or company of people that was to come against Israel in battle and be defeated in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 to 18. And thirdly, we have God as a symbolical type, right, a parabolical type of the satanic enemies, the adversarial haters of the set-apart ones, of the Hasidim, the Kedoshim, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 8. That's just the basic foundation, the five cycle. Now it's Hebrews crossing over right here to the meta-five cycle, because there can't be no metaphysical if you don't have a good physical foundation. Here, here, here. Metaphysical meaning of God. The satanic, the adversarial, or selfish thought force in human consciousness. So defining metaphysically, metaphysically, God, God is the satanic, the adversarial, or selfish thought, the thought force in human consciousness. So everybody talking about them conscious, they're woke, they're conscious, okay? The satanic or the selfish thought force in human consciousness. Use the force, use the force. Well, the satanic or selfish thought force, human consciousness, warring. They're warring against the true thought force that is based up on, based upon the ideas taught and demonstrated, taught and manifested by Yeshua HaMashiach, by Jesus Christus, by the King of Kings Christ. So here, 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 the metaphy cycle of God. Unity of purpose and effort is becoming widely recognized as the most potent means to attain any desired end. Again, unity of purpose. One said we got to be united. We all got to unite. We got to unite. Well, unity of purpose and effort is becoming widely recognized as the most potent means to attain any desired end. It says a means to an end. Well, unity of purpose, right? For instance, labor. Labor is proving its power to dictate terms to capital. Labor, those who work, you know, the labor strikes and so forth and so on. Well, labor is proving power to do what? To dictate terms to capital. Capital to the money, you know, people, the businessmen even need people to work in their business. Well, now they're trying to get this AI and robots and all that technology, so on and so on. But just here, 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 labor. Right, labor, the laborers, labor is proving its power to dictate terms to capital through organized system, through what organized system in making its demand. So when one go to a boss and say, hey, you know, I'm doing a lot of work. I think you can afford it, and I need it. I need a little more, you know, wages and everything. One person going forward, it might not, you know, work out so well, but many, many have more of a voice if they speak with one voice. So just to bring this out right here, here, here. Now, instead of many minds pulling in many directions, labor speaks as one man. To give an example of this idea of, you know, out of many, we are one. We are members of one body, you know, that corporate kind of idea. Instead of many minds, many thoughts, ideas pulling in many different directions, labor, for example, speaks as one man and says in plain words what it will do if its terms are not granted. We're going to strike. So we can study this in especially the Babylonian, this Western Gentile, you know, Anglo-American history, we can study that, you know, as an object lesson, labor and the labor strikes and so forth and so on, and see that this is true. Something has to move. And I them have to move, I have been geek, right? Them got to move. When Jaja get ready, them I have to move. But something has to move when such unity of will obtains. Now, there's wisdom, right? James, I'm going to share it again and give thanks to Ross Ayers and Tafari for that reading, the Aliyot on James and the Brit Chadash, also from the third day corresponding. It's interesting that we have James as a New Covenant, New Testament reading, the fuller book of James, of Jacob, Yaakov, corresponding with Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 18 to chapter 39, verse 16. And the main subject or character in Jah's crosshairs is Gog, right? So now we have wisdom. Wisdom is twofold. James brings it out. I think it's the last chapter or so of James, if we're correct, about four chapters there. I think it's the last chapter where James makes mention that there's two kinds of wisdom. There's the wisdom from above, the Isla, the holy wisdom, and there's wisdom from below, the false and the evil wisdom. So just check. So sense wisdom, wisdom that is dependent on the five foolish virgins, dependent on the satana of the senses, the natural human senses that have not been anointed or exalted. They can only see the sensual things, the sense things. You know, the seeing with the eyes, but not seeing with the mind. You know, hearing with the ears, natural hearing, but not hearing with the spirit, with the soul, and so forth and so on. So sense wisdom. Because some people say, I got wisdom. This person's wise. Yes, they're wise. They're wise in that wisdom that come from below. That wisdom that come from below. They're not wise. They're foolish in the wisdom that comes from above. So the wisdom that comes from below is that sense wisdom. Sense wisdom is often resistant. However, the law, the Torah of love, is not observed. The Torah of Jah love, to put it in context. People say, it's all about love. It's all about love. Well, the scripture says that among the wicked, they love to do evil. So it's not that love. It's Jah love, as that tongue by white mice goes, Jah, give me true love. But the law, the Torah, direction, instruction of Jah love, of chesed, is not observed. There arise antagonism, combativeness, war. What turmoil will result in this battle royale? It's a battle royale between those who keep the royal law, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, who fulfill that word, and those who do not. So what turmoil, what trouble in the world will result in this battle royale between the organized forces of man, of men and people thought in the earth? No one can really, really, really tell, but Jah already has kind of hinted to us more directly. If we study, we can know what Jah has in mind. It is the battle of Gog and Magog that will end only when the satanic, the adversarial, and the selfish thought is cast out. It's cast out just like a demon, right? Cast out of human consciousness. The push and the pull of these two forces, centrifugal, the push and the pull of these two forces are sure for a time, an Iowa, to produce discord in the fears of men. And nowadays with social media, with the technology, with humanity ever closer in thought and will and ideas, all Babylon, right? It's all mixed around. We can see this even more clearly today. Those who are not organized against it will suffer. Again, the push and the pull of these two forces are sure for a time to produce discord war, so much trouble in the affairs of men and men and people. Those who are not organized against it will suffer. They will be ground between the millstones, the milestones, the millstones of the material conditions, unless they know how to rise above them. So here, this brings out even another key reason why these readings, these iditations, these divine thoughts are brought forward in this time and this season. Because those who are not organized against it will suffer. Many more will suffer. Many more. They will be ground, like ground down between the millstones of material, the natural, the earthly conditions, unless they know and unless I and I know how to rise above them. But there's another organized thought force. There is an other organized thought force. It is based upon the ideas promulgated, spoken, and manifested by the King of Kings, Christ, Jesus Christus, Getachin, Jesus Christus, Yeshua HaMashiach. It admits, yeas and amens, admits as truth, believes in Jalav, in the Chesed, in reason, in Jah reason, in Jah's honesty, in Jah's justice, in Jah's unselfishness, in non-resistance, and above all, in the guidance, above all, in the guidance and wisdom and power of a mind that is higher than that of the present, this present human race consciousness. This organized thought of spiritual, irritical-minded men and women will, through the ideas, the seed, the word, the ideas planted in the race, in humanity, the human race thought by Yeshua HaMashiach, by Jesus Christus, by the King of Kings Christ, make unity, einity, oneness, mawahad, tawahido, oneness with divine mind, aimero, aimro, and establish right here in earth, in this earthly plane, the conditions. It's established in the earth, on this earthly plane, the conditions of peace, of shalom, and harmony, and oneness. It will not be accompanied by any outside deity. It will not be accompanied by any outside deity, any outside divinity, any God, so to speak, outside of self, but by inner forces, the inner forces acting through the souls, the psyches, the soul of those dwelling on earth, on this earthly plane right here. Just to bring out a little bit more on Gog, right? Since Gog, you know, when we heard the reading and went over the readings of Chan, that right there is, why is that said at this time in this season? Why do we read that there? And it seems to be a contrast, right, between for us to rejoice, the tabernacle in this time in this season, and the prayers for rain and due season, due time. But then Jah will rain down judgment, fire and brimstone upon the ratchet and the wicked, also corresponding with this time. Now, at the end of the reasonment, or the end of the Aliyah and the Aliyah, let's go right here, just to get the sword of the word right here, and go to Ezekiel, go to the scripts. So here we're just reasoning as His Majesty, Karamawi Negus Neges, Karamawi Haile Selassie, speaking on His glory, the B-I-B-L-E, right? Rightly understood and understood. All right, because a lot of ones, even some rastas, or they call some rastas that go off on some other kind of thing. But anyway, hopefully they will hear and receive the irit of the word of the king. So here in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 18 to chapter 39, 16. It says right here about burying God. God will get buried and all his multitude, all his crowd, in verse 11 of chapter 39 of Ezekiel. And they shall call it the valley, the lowland below the, we could say, the horizon. Right, like as mountains, the earth is not flat in that sense, but it is a plane. It's not a planet. So we have the valley, the lowland of Hamon Gog. So there's this other word that comes out right here, and this helps us to get a better understanding of the historical aspect of the scripture, as well as the prophetical and the metaphysical aspect, the application, the app for that. Here, Hamon Gog. So Hamon Gog, who is Hamon Gog? What does Hamon Gog mean? Hamon Gog, from the Hebrew, from the Ivrit, from the Yehudi, Hamon Gog means multitude. Hamon, multitude. Hamon, tumult. Tumult of Gog. Do you recall what Gog meant? Gog extended, right? Extended over a wide. It reminded the psalm where Josh says, he says to the spirit of David, of the well-beloved, how he will wound the heads, right, over a wide land, right? Broad is America. Yes, broad is this world order, right? Gog here, elastic, stretched out, extended, flat roof, a plain top, elastic, stretched out. From the direct Hebrew, has a sense of stretched out, extended. But that's also what elastic is. Elastic is stretched out, extended, right? Stretched out, extended in what sense? Flat, like a flat roof, like a plain top. So Hamon means the multitude, elastic, the elastic multitude, the elastic stretched out, those who are stretched out, the multitude of those stretched out, extended, like a flat roof, like a plain top. Tumult of those stretched out, of those extended, elastic, right? Multitude of Gog, tumult of Gog. The valley in which, quote, Gog and his multitude are to be buried. Remember the metaphysical brought out, you know, that sense of kind of organized chaos by bringing out even the labor, you know, the labor versus capital example. So here it says Gog and all his multitude are to be buried in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 11. Metaphysically, Gog is to be given a place of burial in Israel. Now that's interesting. Gog is to be given a place of burial in Israel. We can look at this literally, but let's also look at this metaphysically, based on the meaning of Gog, these ideas, what does it mean, right? So in a sense, the children of Israel, we got to kill this. We got to kill this kind of virus, this thought from the world amongst us and bury it. Gog is to be given a place of burial in Israel. That is, the substance and force that have been used to promote and keep active the adverse, the satanic, Satanawi, the Satanat, selfish, the warring thoughts represented by Gog are to be preserved, get this, preserved for use in building and strengthening the good and the true in man's consciousness. Again, the substance and force that have been used to promote and keep active the adverse, the selfish, and warring thoughts represented by Gog are to be preserved. It's almost like this technology. We can look at this technology and the modern technology and even science, so-called, right, in many of its usages, creating things. Some of the things can be used for good, can be used for upbuilding, for bettering the life of men and people and humanity. But then also we see the use of it by that Iritical Gog and Magog forces, right, for evil. But here it says that the substance and force that have been used to promote and keep active the satanic, the adverse, selfish, and the warring thoughts that are represented by Gog are to be preserved for use in building and strengthening. It's almost like taking the tool out of the hand. It's like one didn't say, like the rabbit, like in the old cartoon, the rabbit got the gun now. It's not the gun that's bad, but it's who's behind the gun, so to speak. And here, these forces are to be preserved for use in building and strengthening what? Strengthening the good, strengthening the true in man, in the human consciousness. Hamon Gog, the multitude of Gog, the tumult of Gog, a valley where the multitudes of Gog are to be buried, is a very low, right? When it says like valley in the scriptures, metaphysically speaking, spiritually interpreting the valley in that sense, a valley naturally is a very low place. But this in the spiritual, the Hebrew science, refers to that which is material. The material is the lower level of the fullness of it. The very low, material, confused, depressed, downpressed, also psychologically to the soul, relating to the subconscious standing of mind, the subconscious state into which all the errors of God, after having been deprived of their substance and their seeming power of activity, are buried, released completely from sight and thought, preparatory to their being taken entirely out of the organism by means of the eliminative function. The eliminative function, like in the body, we eat food, some of it goes to our upbuilding, the others is, you know, it's like being excreted out, because that's what it is. You know, it's foul like that. Thus, Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16 says, thus shall they cleanse the land. Now, land in the scriptures, when interpreting in the Hebrew, the science of the two truths, land also refers to the consciousness, land referring to the consciousness. So here, just to share a couple of words metaphysically, zooming in on the reading for the third day here at the fourth day, right, here at the fourth day, the second intermediate day, just reflecting and elaborating a little on the Ezekiel reading, and it corresponds to the James reading. So since James brings out the two kinds of wisdom, right, the two kinds of wisdom, Hebraically we call this the science of the two truths, that every word that has a good, right, in this world of duality, because of the whole Adam and Hewan thing, you know, they wanted to know what, you know, the knowledge of good and evil is about. Therefore, they descended into this lower, right, plane of consciousness where there's duality. The Hebrew also reflects the duality, right, the duality. So there's the good aspect of it, the good sense, like love. Love generally is thought to be very good, right? And it's all about love, some say. But if you study the Bible carefully, it speaks about those who love things that are not good, right? Love things that are not good, right? And that is not the love of Jah, Rastafari. So here, just a little medi here, you know, in I booth, I sukkah, I pavilion, I tabernacle, iritically speaking, on the reason, right? The reason for the season. So, yes, I. Bun them.
Yeah, me now. Fireball, the whole of them. Fireball.
Bun them. Here. I'd like to share this again. If one's bidding here, please take another ear right here. Right? The James reasoning. Do we still have James up here on the board? The James reasoning right here. Let's pull this up right here on the board. We shared it, but the James reasoning right here, brothers and sisters. sisters and brothers. Okay, welcome back.
Out in the
streets,
they call it.
Come to Jah, Rastafari.
Out in the street, they call it.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Slicha, Slakia, yes, pardon, I think I said four, there's actually five chapters right here, and here in James, and it's actually in chapter three, the two kinds, right, the two kinds, that's what I said before, every man, you know, there's two ways, right, that choice factor, and all of that was predicated by the choice, scripturally, Hebraically, right, of Adam and Hawa and Adam, right, to partake of the tree, right, of the knowledge of positives and negatives, of good and evil. So here, it's in chapter 3 of James, a.k.a. Yaakov, and the theme here is a true faith will control or manage the tongue, and here at verse 13, it says, who is a wise man? James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Question. Make him shew out of a good conversation. Now, conversation here in the KJV Bible doesn't mean just chatty, chatty, patty, patty, or talk. Conversation Hebraically means behavior. It links to the Judaic idea of halakha, how one walk out of their conversation, how they converse, how they go to and fro, how they behave. All right, so a little more better would be make him show out of a good behavior his works with meekness of wisdom, with meekness of chokmah, of tibet, of the Hebrew sophia, of wisdom or wisdom. Verse 14, But, however, on the other hand, if ye all have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, but if, so this is a time, even here in the season, for us to continually check iron ourselves. Some say, no, I'm never bitter. I don't have no strife. I'm a goody. Have you checked yourself or just talking yourself up? Check yourself. We all got to check ourselves. This is the time and the season, the reason for the season. All right? It's like a tune-up, iritically speaking. But if ye all have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory, boast, that's to say boast in that sense, boast not, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Lie not against the truth, not his truth, her truth, but the truth. Verse 15, this wisdom, that kind of wisdom, you know, ones who have bitter envying and strife in their hearts and they're glorying and lying against the truth. Verse 15 says, this wisdom descendeth not from above. That wisdom, right, she descends not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, to say it's natural, it's of the natures. Now, if you say all nature is good, no, not really, not because of man. Check the way Jah created it. But we're not in that same day. Check. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, natural, devilish, deceptive. Verse 16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion. What's the definition of Babylon? Confusion. And every evil walk and every evil work, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So that explains one kind of wisdom. Yeah, so when one's going to boast all them wise, what kind of wisdom? What kind of wiseness? All right? Check. No, we have to discern, have discernment. Verse 17. But, however, on the other hand, the wisma, the hokmah, the tibeb, the Hebrew sophia, the wisma that is from above, she is first pure, then she is peaceable, gentle. Yes, wisma is a feminine, has a feminine nature attribute. Right, according to the plan of Ha'ilahim, the power of the true good, the true God, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. Just a note here, this is the latter harvest at the end of the year. The first harvest, the latter harvest, the first rains, the latter rains. So wisdom connected with good fruits. Here in this season, this time, it's both on the natural level, the natural fruit, the income of the ground, of the land, right? As well as, iritically, spiritually speaking, the income or the fruit, right, of the spirit. The fruit of the soul, the fruit of the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Christ, as we sow it in I and I land, in the inner land, in the inner consciousness. So wisma, right, the wisma, she who is above, from above, is first pure, then peaceable. These are her attributes, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown, as we sow seeds naturally, right? So learning about the iritical, the true spirituality of His divine majesty, we first got to understand some basics about nature, some basics about the natural. Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in shalom, in peace of them that make peace. And the fruit, the good fruit, right? Here, the harvest time, the harvest season. So although we may not here in Babylon have the opportunity and so forth and so on to build a natural hut or sukkah or booth, some would say that the way I and I people are living in many regions, they already are dwelling. They could just stay home. Because remember, this is supposed to be enacted when we are in the land, right? According to the natural, we say the natural covenant. But in Brit Hadasha, right, in the renewed covenant sense, we can still partake of the fruit of the Irit, the fruit of the Spirit, and can still dwell, right, in the tabernacle. Know ye not that I and I bodies, right, are the tabernacle, right, of the living power. If His Spirit, His Irit, is in thee, then His wisdom, she also is in thee. Here, let's ride up right here, just to share this again, once again, give thanks to the Chabarim, Ras Sahar Ahad, as well as Ras Ayerson Tafari, right here, for their contributions right here. It's the word, sound, and power. Here, James, the full of James, another meditation in this time and season.
The book of James, Yaakov, Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, the renewed covenant reading for Sukkot, day 3. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, with Habin, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. The Book of James, Chapter 1, Part 1, The Testings of Faith. The Purpose of Testings. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Yaakov, Ebed Elohim, Wa Adonainu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Shoel Lishlom, Sheinim Asar HaShabbatim Shebagola Ak Lisimcha Chishbulakem Achai Kasher Tabau Benisyonot Shonim Mifne Sheodim Atem Ki Bohan Emunatkem Mebia Liede Sablanut We Hasablanut Shlema Tihie Bepa Allah Lemaan Tihyu Shlemim Ut mimim ulo tachzoru ko debar.
James, a servant of Elohim and of Ha'adon Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Ha'adon, of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, that Ha'adon, that the Lord has promised to them that love him. Solicitation to do evil is not of Elohim. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of Elohim. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Elohim. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the ingrafted word that is able to save your souls. The test of obedience. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The test of true religion. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, man's religion is vain, pure religion and undefiled before Elohim Ha'ab, before God the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Chapter 2, The Test of Brotherly Love. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Achai,
Al Yahir Masa Panim Be'emunatkem Be'yeshua HaMashiach Adonainu Adon HaKabod Ki Im Yabo Ish Lebeit HaKnesset Shelakem Ve Tabaot Zahab Al Yadayu Ve Hu Labush Lebushei Miklol Upa Sham Gam Ish Oni Bibgadim Zoim Uf nitem el halabush lebushe miklol wa amartem lo sheblaka heina be kabod with la ani tomaru amad sham o sheb po mitachat la hadom raglai halo leb wa leb lakem wehinkem shoftim baale machashabot raot shemao achai ahubai Hallo be'ani'i ha'olam hazeh, bachar ha'elohim lihiyot asorim ba'emuna, ve'yorshe ha'malkut asher hibtiach le'ohabayu. My brethren, have not the faith of Adonainu, Yeshua HaMashiach, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, ha'adon kabod, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there and sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are ye become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Elohim chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, that he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men downpress you, and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by that ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not murder. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou murder, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. The test of good works. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, Depart ye in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Elohim, Elohim Achad. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? The illustration of Abraham. Was not Abinu Abraham, was not Abraham our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled that saith, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as a body without spirit is dead,
So, faith without works is dead also. Chapter 3, Part 2, A True Faith Will Control the Tongue. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, al yihyu rabim mikem lemorim ba'asher yadaitem ki bazot nachmir aleinu et hadin ki kulanu nikshalim harbe ba'asher lo yekashel bidibur hu ish tamim ve'yakol lasum resen lekol gufo. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, that though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whitherso the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, of lawlessness. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we Elohim, even Ha'ab, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, that are made after the similitude of Elohim. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Chapter 4, Part 3, The Rebuke of Worldliness. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Hamilchamot vehamdanim asher bneikim meayin hema halo mitok hatawot hamitgarot beabareikim atem mitawim veayin lakem terrathu utkanau vehaseg lo tasigu Taripu vetilchamu veayin lakem mifne shelo shealtem. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with Elohim? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Elohim. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain,
The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, Elohim resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Chapter 5, Part 4, The Rich Warned. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Hoy ha-asherim biku ve-hililu al ha-tarot asher tabona aleikem asherkem ba'la u-bigdekem akalam osh. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborer who have reaped down your fields, which is kept of you back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them that have reaped are entered into the ears of Yahweh Tzebaoth, the Lord of hosts. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Part 4. Exhortations in view of the coming of Ha-Adon. Exhortations in view of the coming of the Lord. Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha-Adon. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of Ha-Adon draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of Yahweh, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy that endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of Ha-Adon, that Yahweh is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakailu, Kaburulakatamawi, Haile Selassie, be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, I. Give thanks for the read. Give thanks for the word that we heard right there.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. So here at the fourth day of Tabernacles of Sukkos, on the fourth day, the second of the intermediate days, we have just the fire key, the offering, the word sound of Numbers chapter 29, verses 20 to 25, and from the Brit Chadasha, the Hadith Kidan, the Hadith Kidan, the Hadith, the new Kidan, the new covenant, Hadith Kal Kidan, the full of fold, the new word, covenant, agreement. We have John's Gospel, chapters 7 and 8. So we're going to ride up with that. And today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 67. Psalm 67 is very interesting because the priestly blessing, we have the priestly blessing, which is, in a sense, we could say, adapted within that particular psalm, today's daily psalm. Okay, yeah. It was a part where, you know, when they talk about judging and judgment, when Rabbeinu, the rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, when he spoke to the point about to judge not. When we checked out the Royal Amharic and checking out the King of Kings Bible, Gurmawi Nagus Neges Metaf Kedus, for his glory, according to translation, authorized by his majesty, we saw in that verse where it says, judge not, the context of the Amharic was like, don't judge against, in the sense of many times ones and ones are like condemnatory. Somebody did you bad and you say, well, you forgive it, but you don't forget it. You know, it's kind of like adding stuff. It's kind of adding stuff and just making one's road a little bit harder. You know, just advice to the wise. But there, the more better translation is like condemn not. Like don't be set like if a judge, if you go into court and they're already looking at you because your color or your kind and they're already against that color or kind, you already know they're biased. They're biased from the get. That's what Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach Memharachin, Jesus Christos, the King of Kings Christ, the Word made flesh and dwelt amongst us and tabernacled amongst I and I. So here in James chapter 4, verse 11, while we listen to Ross Iason on the read of the Hebrew highlights right there from the Hebrew Gospel, New Covenant, New Testament, we heard that and said, I know I read it before, but let me just study up and sharpen up and go over it. So I went to look up, you know, that particular verse in His Majesty's Bible again, the verse that reads, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of HaTorah, and judgeth HaTorah, the law, direction, instruction. But if thou judge HaTorah, thou art not a doer of HaTorah, but a judge. But a judge. So we went through the Amharic of that particular verse there just to see, well, does it read in the same sense as what Yeshua says when the Amharic is like, you know, Yefer Betal, like Yefer Betal, like to judge against one. Yefer Betal instead of Yefer Letal. Le is like for, be is like by way, but it can have the implication of against. Depends on the context right there. So based on the Royal Amharic, that sense there of what Yeshua said, he said, don't judge against, like don't condemn, to be of a condemnatory mind. Now, here the brother of the Lord, right, the brother of the Lord James, and speaking of the law, Torah.
Torah is the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
Out the sense here, where it says, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother instead of condemneth his brother, speaketh evil of HaTorah, speaketh evil of the law, judges the law. If thou judge the law, Rastafari is the law, thou art not a doer of the law, as his Matthew says to I and I, he says to fulfill the Ten Commandments, like to do it, fulfill it. Right? Thou art not a doer of HaTorah, Rastafari, yes, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? So here, just a verse 11, Bamarinya, in the Lisan and the Goose and the Guest, the Lisan, the tongue, Lisaneh, the tongue of Neguseh, the king, of the guest, king of kings, Lasana and the goose and the guest, the royal Amharic here. We have Wendemo Choi, Ersperasachu, Ata Tamamu, Wendemun, Yemiyama, Bewendemum, Yemiferdehiga Yamal, Behigim, Yferdal, Behigim, Abita Farida Farajnanji, Higina Adragi, Idelehim. So here, bringing us out, Wendemo Choi, Wendemoch, Wendem, one pronunciation might be more what, maybe northern, I don't know, but let's say Wendem, there's Wendem, some might enunciate Wendem, because of the particular way some of the Highlanders speak. Wendem, here, Wendemoch, brothers, Wendemo Choi, oh brothers, Aris Bersacho. Aris Bersachu is like saying everyone, like every one of y'all. Aris Bersachu, Zebezeh, right? As each of us are responsible for each and everyone, like one another, the sense of one another. Ata temamu. Speak not evil. Right, of one another, brethren. Wendemo Choi, Aris Bersachu, Ata Temamu. Wendemun, brother Yemiyama, brother, right, one who speaks evil, Wendemun, right, against or upon, Yemiferd is one who judged Higin, Yamal, Behigim Yeferdal. The next part of the verse, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother by the speaking evil of him, right? Well, okay, let me bring out the word right here. The word right here, in the first sense, was a command, like don't ones and ones, elders beside you, each of y'all against each other, like speak evil, ata temamu. Then when it says, when the moon, yamiyama, it comes from the Amharic Amma. What does Amma mean? So we went to the Abyssinica here. There's the Abyssinica software app. Went to the Abyssinica and wrote it in the Amharic glyphs. Amma. Here, the English brings out run someone down behind his back. So see, when you read it in the English, like evil. So suppose one might ask the question, was your brother did evil? Are we not to say nothing about it? No, it's not talking about evil, speaking evil in that sense. It's speaking about run someone down behind his back. Don't give him an opportunity to respond. The verb also is gossiped against, to gossip against. So one who gossips, a brother who gossips against another brother. Engage in backbiting against, asperse or malign or slander. Gossip against someone, backbite it, right? The next form of the verb right there. Or talk behind, talk behind. So the context is very clear. All right, it's not speaking against justice and judgment, but it's speaking to gossiping and backbiting, right? Backbiting, there you are judging Jah law because it says not to do them thing right there. But it's the Amma part, bringing out the evil. Like when it says evil, speak evil. In the old English sense, no doubt they got it. You know, like you speak evil against your brethren. You know, they probably got that, like it was your brother did something evil. But today, we just clarify that because, you know, got to remove the fly from the oil of the apothecary. But here, let's ride up. Fire Key coming up next.
All right, yes, Lord. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh, no. Rastafari is the law.
And here.
And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year, without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year, without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
Fire Key. So when we read, you know, when we read concerning those offerings there, yes, debtors and so forth and so on, but it's in the Brit Chadasha sense, the word sound. Sense. Our offerings, according to Hosea, the true offerings, the ritual offerings, Hosea chapter 14. O Yisrael, return to Jehovah, he who be, we be thy power, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Verse 2, take with you words, take with you, I and I, to take with I and I words, sound, power, and turn to Jehovah, he who be, we be, say to him, take away all iniquity, moral perversion, twistedness, and receive I and I graciously. So will we, I and I render, like let's say give, I and I render, like ones would offer the debtors under the previous covenant. So will I and I render the calves of our lips. So the word, sound, and power. Here. Yes, I. Rastafari. So here. Gonna ride up.
Keep up this teaching of his majesty. For we no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
One drop.
Feel it in the one drop. And we still find signs of rap.
So here we have John's Gospel here for the fourth day, second intermediate day of the Feast of Tabernacles. We have John's Gospel, chapter 7 and 8, right? Chapters 7 and 8, here. Let's just bring this up right here. Yes,
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Yes, 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 the rock, the rock, the rock. Yes, I, the tabernacle, the pavilion. In Psalm 27, it speaks of being hidden in that pavilion. So to bring out the Hebrew sense, that's hidden in the sukkah. Sukkah is one individual, one singular, one can say, hut, as it were, booth or tabernacle. Right there, and that's also a meditation, a meditation in this time, in this season. So that's also connected. So even though there's so much trouble in the world, being hidden in his pavilion. Here, 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 this is going to carry us over into the grace period. Hopefully we can touch on Psalm 67, which has the priestly blessing. Learn the priestly blessing, that word, sound, and power from the Nazarite chapter, the dreadlock chapter, the Nazarite chapter, speaking of Numbers chapter 6, the last 4 to 5 verses, is readapted in today's daily psalm according to the royal order. But here, Shema Yisrael, here we have the Brit Hadasha for day 4. And for those listening in the live stream and elsewhere, calling, now is the time. If I would like to hear the fuller full now or check out the replay, we have about 13 minutes. I say 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. So here, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, Sema Rastafari, Rastafari Hoy, O Rastafari, Sema, here.
Yes, John chapter 7. Yeshua urged to go to the Feast of Tabernacles. After these things, Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said to him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, shew thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Yeshua said to them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up to this feast. I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words to them, he abode still in Galilee. Final departure from Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as if it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learnt? Yeshua answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Elohim or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goest about to kill thee? Yeshua answered and said to them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it was of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself. But he that sent me is true, whom ye know not, but I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed in him, and said, when Christ, when Messiah cometh, will he do more miracles than these that this man has done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Yeshua to them, yet a little while, and I am with you, and then I go to him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, ye shall seek me and not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come? The great prophecy concerning the Holy Spirit for power. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, that they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. The people divided in opinion. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is a prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith to them, he that came to Yeshua by night being one of them, does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said to him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. And every man went to his own house. John chapter 8. The woman taken in adultery. Yeshua went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Yeshua stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. But when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. and they that heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yeshua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Adonai. And Yeshua said to her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Discourse after the feast. Yeshua, the light of the world. Then spake Yeshua again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Yeshua answered and said to them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they to him, Where is thy Father? Yeshua answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Yeshua in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and his hour was not yet come. Then said Yeshua again to them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said to them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they to him, Who art thou? And Yeshua saith to them, Even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things that I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Yeshua to them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed in him. Then said Yeshua to those Jews that believed in him, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make ye free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Yeshua answered them, Verily, verily, I say to you, Whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that I have seen with my Father, and ye do that ye have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said to them, If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, that I have heard of Elohim. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Elohim. Yeshua said to them, If Elohim were your father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from Elohim. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Who of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of Elohim heareth Elohim's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Elohim. Then answered the Jews and said to him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? Yeshua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews to him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, whom is dead, and the prophets are dead, and whom makest thou thyself? Yeshua answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your Elohim. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like to you. But I know him, and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Yeshua said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Yeshua hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Hear, hear, hear. Yes, I, and all live to him. So hear, hear, hear. For the intermediate days, we have the reading from John's gospel. And this is the gospel where it has Yeshua, Jesus, the King of Kings, Christ, is at the Feast of Tabernacles at Sukkot. And here, just fulfilling the reading.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos. Yes, so here we have John's Gospel, chapter 7 and 8. There's enough that's packed in, and give thanks, Ross Iason, for the read right there. There's enough that's packed into this. If ones and ones have the Scofield Study Bible, for the Talmudim, the disciples, the Habarim, the associates to come together and study it, because there's enough that's packed in. And from reading it once or twice or even hearing it, you know, more and more you hear it, you know, more and more details come out. First of all, Yeshua was urged to go to the Feast of Tabernacles by his brothers, by his brethren, right? Now, what's interesting right here is just to touch on a few highlights right here, right? His brethren therefore said to him in verse 3, Depart hence from here and go to Judea over there, that thy disciples, right, the I Talmudim, the word for disciples Talmudim, as the word Talmud is an operative word, it means teaching. Thus I and I say, give us a teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. It's interesting that the Pharisees or the Yehudim, usually the Yehudim in the gospel is referring to the leaders of the Jews, you know, their religious leaders. The Pharisees sound a lot like these ain't right Israelites vis-a-vis the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari. But here, as his brethren. Who are his brethren? Is this speaking about the disciples? It doesn't seem so right there. His brothers, as we have James, Jacob, Yaakov, is called a brother of Ha'adon, of Adon, of the Geta, of the Lord, the Master, the Sovereign. But his brethren therefore said to him, depart hence and go to Judea, that thy disciples may see the works that thou doest. It's interesting, right here, what they're saying to him, so they can see the works that you're doing. In other words, it almost sounds like, go there and show off your works over there to your disciples and all the ones who are like rallying to you. You know, it sounds good, right? It sounds like, you know, they're giving good, upful advice. But Johannine brings out in the next verse, he says, for there is no man that doeth anything in secret. That's what they're saying to him. Don't do these things secretly. You know what I mean? Advertise what you're doing, right? And he himself seeketh to be known openly. So now here they're assuming that, you know, Yeshua is desirous to get a crowd. Remember, Yeshua is a rabbi, a teacher of Torah, and he's I rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, but he's a rabbi. These other ones are scholars and teachers of Torah, right? So you can get up your following. You got like 12 and everything. You know, you got a small number, you know, build up your number and everything, right? And we know you want to be known, right? So go there. If thou doest these things, shew thyself to the world. Show yourself to everybody, to everybody. But then verse 5 says, for neither did his brethren believe. Amen. Yea, and amen. Right? Have faith in him as being true. Right? Neither did his brethren believe in him. Now, Yeshua's response here, just to touch on a couple of brief points, but there's more here. Yeshua said to them, my hour is not yet come. Your time is always ready. I love that verse right there. Like, my time is not my time. Your time, you can always do your thing. You know, my time, patience is a virtue. Verse 7, the world cannot hate you. Cannot hate y'all, brethren, speaking to his, well, I say his fleshy brothers. Those who were his brothers by a fleshy relation, right? The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Why? Why, Yeshua? Because I testify of it. I'm testifying. I testify that the works thereof are evil. Go y'all up to this feast. So here we have the feast, this feast that we keep right here, Sukkot Tabernacles. He says, I go not up yet. I emphasize the yet there because some would try to say, oh, there's contradiction because he said he's not going up, but then he went up. He said, I go not up yet. I'm not going now, which means I might go later, but I go not up yet to this feast, to Sukkot, to Tabernacles, for my time is not yet full. Full come. It's coming. It's filling up. The cup can't overflow until it, you know, can't spill until it's full, right? Verse 9, when he has said these words to them, he abode still in Galilee. He abode still in Galilee, right? Now, here's what's interesting. Remember Galilee? Right? He's from Galilee. To show how foolish some of these religious leaders were, they thought they caught him. Oh, now we know you got a demon and everything. We got you now. Right? Is he going to kill himself? What's going on? You remember in verse 42 of chapter 7, it says, you know, they said, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? This part really came out even more because I said, wait, wasn't he born in Bethlehem? Oh, you know, people say that they know you. Oh, you live around here. You from over there. But actually, he was born over there. At Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, it says, now when Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, was born in Bethlehem, the house of Lechem, the house of bread, of what? Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came the wise men to from the east to Jerusalem. So wait, right here, 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 and in verse 6 it says, thou, Bethlehem, this prophecy that was brought out in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Yehuda. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule me, Yisrael, that shall rule my people Israel. So wait, 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 hold up for a moment. Didn't these Pharisees and the rest of them, didn't they know what he was talking about? Because this is in a section from verse 40 where it says the people divided in opinion. Some thought he was good, some thought he was bad, so forth and so on. And this is for I and I when we go forward and minister. Some would think we're telling the truth, some would think we're lying, so forth and so on. They'll be divided in opinion because if that happened to our master, how much more? Verse 40 says, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, right, they said, of a truth, it's true, this is, you know, he is a prophet. While others said, this is the Messiah, this is Moshiach, or in the Greek translation, Christos, the anointed. Some said, right, some said, shall the Messiah, shall Christ come out of Galilee? When I heard that thing, give thanks, Brother Iason, for the read, because it just came into the ear and was more even clear by hearing even I and I, brother, read. This is why it's important, reading, reasoning, and rising. Like the original, the first Rastafari would come together, you know, ones and ones, or and we could use social media and just read and reason, you know, iron sharpeneth iron. So here, some of them said or asked the question, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Right? And they said, you know, now these ones, they know scripture, right? So they said, hath not the scripture said that Christ, Messiah, cometh of the seed, the race of David? And out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? They thought they really had him right there. But then when I heard this, I said, wait, why are they saying that? Oh, because they're saying he come from Galilee. They only knew that he was doing business and, you know, he was living in Galilee then. They didn't really know him. So, you know, beware when one speak evil of a brother. Right? They might know that one is residing there, and you say, oh, they're from there, but actually was born there. So the prophecy concerning Messiah being born in Bethlehem, they were confirming by their own ignorance. Ethiopia, this man was born there. So there was a division among the people because of him. But now we can even tell this division among the people, especially with those who said, shall the Messiah Christ come out of Galilee? This is based on their own ignorance. They thought he was coming from Galilee. Maybe they thought he was born in Galilee because he was a Galilean. His disciples spoke the dialect of the Hebrew that's Galilean, like English. English has different dialects, even in the Caribbean and the Caribbean. Different islands have different dialects. It may sound more or less the same to some of us up here, up north, but we know even over here, different ones have different dialects. But they will assume that you are from such and such. So I said, boom. I said, wow, this is a mega one right here. They assumed that he was from Galilee, and they said, well, the Messiah, right, must, you know, come from, you know, out of Bethlehem, and Yeshua was born, according to the scripts and according to the testimony, in Bethlehem. Another little interesting point we're going to write up, because there's a lot of very important, crucial things that are said here in these two chapters, especially chapter 8. Especially chapter 8 has some very crucial things concerning the true faith, the Tawahido, right, that oneness, the Father and the Son, and the Ila Irit, the Holy Spirit. But the footnote here in the Scofield Study Bible says this here, that John chapter VIII, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, that's the section of the woman taken in adultery. The woman taken in adultery. Have you noticed something? That adultery, does it happen amongst, can one person commit adultery? Usually, it would take at least how many people to commit adultery? Usually, two people. How did they just bring the woman and then talk about Moses' law? And Moses' law, it says that if one's commit adultery, both, they only brought. So Yeshua knew all those things, you know what I mean? But giving them a little bit of grace right there. But this section of chapter 8 concerning the woman, the Hebrew woman, the woman taken in adultery, It says here in the footnote here, the Scofield Study Bible, our basic stepping stone in the gospel, is not found in some of the most ancient manuscripts. So you might find some that says, oh, that chapter was not even there. But let's read on. Augustine, he declares that it was stricken from many copies of the sacred story, the sacred narrative, because of a prudish fear, right? Some of the over-righteous folks, you know, religious teachers, well, we don't want them to read about this. Why? Because it might teach immorality. It might say that Yeshua is co-signing, you know, adultery or moral infidelity. You know, a lot of folks, basically, they go to this one to justify their uckery, right? But it's interesting when Yeshua said, woman, where are thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, no man, Adon, no man, Geta, no man, Lord. And Yeshua said to her, neither do I condemn thee. He could. No doubt he even knew, if she really did do what she was accused of, knew who the man was. But he says, neither do I condemn thee, serving in this situation, this scene as a judge. He says, go and sin no more. See, this shows that he knows she probably was caught up in some things. But her accusers, seeking to keep HaTorah, to keep the so-called law from their self-righteousness, their self-righteous way, had violated the basic precept. The basic precept. It's like saying that this man stole the money. Where's the evidence? Oh, I know he did it. Well, where's the evidence? Oh, you're down with them. No, where is the evidence? Where's the other person that she committed? Are you saying she committed adultery for herself? Get out of here. That's basically what Yeshua said to them. But the immediate context, verse 12 to 46, beginning with the Messiah's declaration. What was his declaration? I am the light of the world. This seems clearly to have its occasion in the conviction wrought in the hearts of the Pharisees. Now, let me just point this out, too, because some of your religious teachers and others might not teach you this because they don't really study that deeply, just superficially going to their seminaries. You know, the Pharisees were a good group before they turned over righteous to be a bad group. We find this even among a lot of different groups. Back in the day, so-and-so group was a good group, you know, but then they bigged up or whatever and got too big and became, you know, a bad group. But the conviction in the hearts of the Pharisees, right, as recorded in verse 9, what was that conviction, right? And when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, their own helena, their conscience, they went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. So you can imagine all their so-called elders or olders, you know, misteaching, falsely bad teaching the youngins. You know, the youth saw the elders leave and say, hey, how come you leave? You dropped your stone. Where are you going? You know, and then they went along, right? And Yeshua was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. What a scene, what a scene. They were convicted in their own conscience, which tells you more about this whole scene. Bringing one woman, they said, oh, they've seen this. They've seen it, so you just grab the woman and let the man go? So how can they press for a charge of adultery if Moses' law says both of them shall be brought to the judges? As also this explains the peculiar virulence of the Pharisees' words. You know, they had some really hot words in, what is it, verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. Right? That's what Yeshua said to them. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. Now, note this here. They're discussing and reasoning other matters concerning the kingdom and the king and the Messiah and all that. But now when Yeshua called them out, right, when Yeshua called them out, what did they say? They revealed what was in their hearts. You know what I mean? Like you correct somebody on something, right? And then they talk about something else. And you're like, well, how did that get in the conversation? We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And I love what Yeshua responds to them and says, well, if Elohim were your father, notice Elohim's relation, Yeshua's relation to Elohim, his relation to the power to God is as father, right? Not just as creator, Because some people can say, yeah, he's the creator, but it's somewhat of a distant kind of a thing, right? But the creator of all, being your father, is very intimate. If Exiavia, the sustainer, if Elohim were your father, y'all would love me, for I proceed forth and came from Elohim the power. Neither neither came I of myself, but he sent me, he sent I. So there's a couple of highlights. There's much more right here in these two chapters, and it's very good. These chapters here are for reading and meditation in the sukkah, in that hidden pavilion, as Psalm 27 says, for he shall hide I and hide I and I, especially in these days and these times, in that pavilion. And we're not just speaking according to the outer type, because we technically are not in the land, physical land, so therefore the requirement for a physical booth, but definitely iritically, right? You have to go in the innermost of the innocence, go in that holy place. As Gurmawi Nagusa Nagesh said in the days of Ethiopia's trespass against the King of Kings, he says he is what, drawing a circle, right? A circle, you know, around himself. Right here, here's the verse. Here's the verse in Psalm 27, also appointed for this season, these meditation, these words of power. One thing have I desired of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell, I may tabernacle, dwell in the bait, in the Beit Exiavia, in the house of the sustainer, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, especially for this time right here, for in the time of trouble, while we began off this Thursday podcast right here, Rastafari podcast for this Sukkot with so much trouble, that vibe there. For in the time, the hour of trouble, he shall hide me. He shall hide I in his pavilion. If you go look up that word in the blue letter or the interlinear Bibles, you see that's a sukkah, right? That's sukkah there. In the secret of his tabernacle, the secret place, right? Abiding in the secret place, shall he hide I. He shall set I up on a rock. And now shall mine Ras, my head, Ras Tafari, my Ras, my head be lifted up above mine enemies, my haters, round about me. So Gurmawi Nagusa Nagesh saying that he's drawn a circle around himself, right? So the haters are round, but you're in that secret place, in that pavilion, in that sukkah. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices, yes, sacrifices, but what kind? Of debtors? No, sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, eyes is to Jehovah. So here, the segue right here, today's daily psalm right here. Hopefully right here, we're right up to Royal and Hark right here. Yes, that's the time that we have right here. Here, the English verse on the contagious rhythm. Let righteousness be contagious for the righteous. Yes, I. Right.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day. Kadamawi.
The whom praises is due
forever. Yeah. Not to dread all the house of the Rastafari line. The Amharic. Here. Gonna ride up the world. Amharic right here. The Amharic. First thing first, we're going to play the native speaker, then go through it verse by verse. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 67, is a harvest time, a harvest Iowa. Mezmor, a harvest Iowa, Isis. Right here, native speaker. Going to follow up verse by verse from His Majesty's Bible, but first this.
مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 لمزمران عليك ببجناوج يداويت مزمور اغزيابيري مارني باركنم فيتونم بلاياتين يابرا በአሕዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቅ ዘንድ አቤቱ አሕዛብ ያመስግኑ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአሕዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና አሕዛብንም በምድር ላይ ትመራለህና አሕዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አሕዛብ ያመስግኑ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Psalm 67 God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him.
مزمور 66 بقنف 67 لمزمران علقا ببغناوچ يداويت مزمور اغزياهير يمارن يباركن فيتونم بلاياچن يابرا باهزاب كله متاكل مادانهم منغدهنم بمدر ناوقل ابيتو اهزاب يامسكنو اهزاب كله يامسكن لأهزاب بكن تفرد الله جوال لهنا أهزاب نمب مدر لاي تمران لهنا أهزاب دفسي بلا جو حد سيتم يادو أبيتو أهزاب يامسقنو أهزاب هلو يامسقن مدر فريوان ستتج اكزيابير عملاكا چنم يباركنا اكزيابير يباركنا يمدر مداري چا هلو يفروتا يفروتا يفروتا
Salam to Tainayistalin. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. We have Silsa Sabat. Silsa Sidsa and Silsa Sabat, Psalm 67. Psalm 67, and here in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So here we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV, the King James Version. Let's pick up, begin, let's ride up. For the chief musician, the superscription here for the chief musician, but first, Besima'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we begin with the superscription, Le Mezemrana Leka, Be Begenawochi, Adawita Mezmor. In the KJV, it has to the chief musician on the negi note. Negi note, Hebraically the b-nigi note, b-ngi note. Here we have the be-begenawoch on the begenas, the begenawoch, be-begenawoch. Hebraically the negi note and the begenawoch, the connection there, string music, or what Ainai Rastafari would say is the harp. So we bring out that Hebraic sense, the bingi note, be a nigi note, on the string music, on the harps. Le mezemarana leka, to the musical chief, the chief of the musicians, to the chief musician, to the leader. Be begenawoch, on the begenas, the nigi note, the stringed music, the harps, yet Dawit Mezmor, a chant, a vocal intonation of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yes, I. Now, interestingly enough, as we mentioned before, we have Mezmor Shir. It's both a chant, a vocal intonation, and it's a shir. It's an ode, as we would say. It's an ode of a song. So here, let's pick up and begin right here. And now superscription and the theme. One more thing, the theme. Yemekar gizeh. Yemekar, mekar. Mekar is the harvest. Yemekar gizeh, the time of harvest, mezmur. mezmor, a psalm, a chant of the harvest season, of the harvest time. Now, we went into a couple more details of that whole idea there Hebraically, but let's ride up with the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Kuter and verse 1. Exiabiher Yemaren Yabarkenim, Situnema Belayachin Yabra. God, the Gaziavi, the sustainer of the good, the open-handed, the generous Ab Father, be merciful to us, to I and I. Gaziavi Her Yemaren, 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 be merciful to I and I. Yebarkenim, Yebarken, and bless us, Yebarkenim, and bless us. Gaziavi Her Yemaren, Yebarkenim, and cause his face to shine upon us. Fitunim belayachin yabra, yabra, to shine, yabra, to illuminate his face, to illuminate belayachin upon I and I and I. Now here we have an adaptation, an adapting of the priestly benediction, the priestly barake, the kahinata barake, the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Uter hulet, verse 2. Be'ahizav hulu mekakela madanehin. Men gedihinema be'midre nawuk zend. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So here in verse 2, picking up, we had a Selah. Hebraically, there's a Selah. The Selahs are not found in the Royal Amharic or the Ethiopic, and we explain the reason for that as we have the Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, right, is the liturgy and was the liturgy of Yisrael from the tabernacle of Moshe to the tabernacle of Zion, the tabernacle of David. So the Selah, that pause right there, right, the meditative of the baraka and the blessing, Egziavi Yemaren Yibarkenim Fitunim Belayachin Yavra Selah. Be merciful to I and I, bless I and I, cause his face to shine upon I and I, pause, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Ba'ahizab Hulu, the Ahizab, the Goyim, the his votes, the peoples, international communities and ethnicities, all of them, in the entirety, their totality, the Ahizab, Hulu Mekakel, among all of them, Madan, the eyes, salvation, Adonai's Madan, the salvation, thy salvation. Here, KJV says health. And there's that connection with the health and the healing. Madan Nehin, the eyes, male health among all nations. Menged Dehinim, Menged, way, Mengedih, the eye, male's way, Menged Dehinim, and the eye way, Bemidr Enawuk Zen, Enawuk, so that. Here, there's a little diversion here between the KJV and Nowick, so that we know thy way, that thy way may be known upon earth. But here it says, men gedihinim, and the eyes male way, bemidr, the earthly plane, and Nowick zen, and Nowick zen, and Nowick, so that we no, we become cognizant, I and I, so that I and I know the I way on the earthly plane. Uter source, verse 3. Abetu Ahizab Yamesa Gnu Ahizabo Hulu Yamesa Gnu. May the people praise Isis, Isis, the Eye. May the Ahizab, the Ahizab, the Hizboch, the peoples, the Hizbal, the peoples, Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu, Ahizab, Yames Genu, Ahizab, Hulu, Yames Genu. May all the peoples praise Miskana, the I, male, Kuta Arat, verse 4. La Ahizaba Bekena, Teferda, La Chualehina, Ahizabinema, Bemidurlaya, Timerale, Hina, Ahizaba Desa Yibelacho, Hasetima Yadrigu. Let make all the nations be glad and sing for joy. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Pause. La'ahizab, and for the peoples, bekin, straightforwardly, with integrity, bekin tefardalachualehina. May the eye judge them, for the eye will judge them in uprightness, righteously, Ahizab binim, and the peoples of Midrlai Timeralehinna, for the I will guide the peoples on the earth, on the earthly plane, Ahizab Adesi Belacho, the peoples be happy, Hasetim Ayadrigu, and sing for joy and rejoice. Kutel Amis, verse 5. Abetu, Ahizab Yameskenu, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu. May the people, more correctly, the peoples, praise Yameskenu, Yameskenu. May they praise the I male, Abetu, I father, father of the house. May all the people, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu. Praise Miskana the Eye, Kutar Siddist, verse 6. Midra Frewana Setech, Egziavi Hiram Lakach Nema Yibar Kenal. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Midr, the earth Frewan, her fruit, Frewa, her fruit, Frewan, her fruit Setech, she shall give. She shall give her fruit, the earth shall give her fruit. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Egeziavi, her stain of the good, the open hand, the generous our father, Amlakachinim. And our source, Yibar Kenal, will bless us, will bless I and I, and Egeziavi, even I and I own source, shall bless, shall prosper I and I, Yibar Kenal, Kutar Sabat. Verse 7. Egeziavi, her Yibar Kenal, Ye Midrima Dacha Hulu Yiferutal. Exiavi, sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open-handed, the generous, Ab Yibar Kenal, will bless I and I and I and I. And the ends of the earth shall fear, rephrase, shall reverence, shall respect, shall revere him. Ye midrim dar chahulu yiferutal, yiferutal, shall Rastafari, yes I shall respect him. Ye midrim da cha hulu yiferutal.
Yiferutal, Rastafari, yes I, here.
Let them miss it, da-da. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah,
Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yeah, you missed again. So here on the outro right here, he has been moving forward here in this Feast of Tabernacles, the Midrash from the Hebrew right there from the Royal Amharic, from the King of Kings Bible, from the Book of the Seven Seals, here moving out of the Chan, what's up? Okay, yeah. Here, moving forward into the Friday here in the season, reason for the season, right here. Let's ride off a Midrash on the outro right here. Here on the Kingdom of Dub, Scientist Kingdom of Dub, the Midrash, the Hebrew House of Study, from the Bait to Midrash, right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Oh, Chag HaSukkot HaMeyach. Yes, sir. Joyful Feast, Tabernacles, In Gathering. Yes.
The Midrash on Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67, Psalm LXVII. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67. La Menatayach, Bi Neginot, Mizmor Shir, Elohim Yechanen. We barkenu, Yair panayo aitanu, Selah. For the leader, for the chief musician, La menatzeyach, with string music, Bi neginot, binginot, La menatzeyach, Bi neginot. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, La menatzeach, be a neginot, with string music. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, eyes, mizmor. Shir, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us. Elohim, yechanen, we barken. Elohim, be gracious to us, Ayinai, and bless us, and bless Ayinai. Elohim, yechanen, we barken. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Lamentations 3:22. Surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu, rachamayu. Surely Yahuwah, Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki. Surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu, rachamayu. I know that the mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, abide, and that they are not consumed. Because when HaGoyim, when the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, when the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, said, according to the words of Mizmor, Psalm 83 and 5, come
and let us cut them off from being a nation. Amru leku we nakhidem mikoi. They have said, Amru, they have said, the Gentiles, the international community, they have said, Amru leku we nakhidem mikoi. They have said, come and let us and make I and I cut them off from being a nation. Amru lekua we nakachidein mikoi. His compassion for us, for I and I, did not fail. Hence here it is said, surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu rachamayo. Surely Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu rachamayo. Nay, nay, na mo. Nay more, every morning they are renewed and rises I and I up, as is said in the verse from Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. They are new every dawn, every new day. Chadashim labikarim. They are new every morning, every dawning. They are new every morning. Chadashim labikarim. Chadashim labikarim. The end of the verse that reads, great is thy faithfulness. The end of the verse in Lamentations 3:23 reads, Rabba emunateka, Rabba emunateka, great Rabba, Rabba, great is thy faithfulness, emunateka. This refers to thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness in what thou, the I, didst promise, the yea and amen, to Abotenu, to I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs. After I and I went down before Babylon, thou didst raise us up, rise I and I up, and Babylon is gone. When our master, Rabbeinu Moshe, Moses foresaw the kingdom of Greece, the kingdom of the Gracchi, he began to pray. For what did he pray? That Greece, the Gracchi, should fall at the hand of the tribe of Levi, at the hand of the tribe of Levi. Here the reference in the Midrash notes is the Hasmoneans. The Hasmoneans were of the tribe of Levi, were of the tribe of Levi. The Hasmoneans of the tribe of Levi, Levi. And Moses and Moshe said in Devarim in Deuteronomy 33:11, bless Lord his might. Bless Lord his might. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Bless Barek Yahuwah Jehovah Chelo. His substance, his might. Chelo. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. By bless, by Barek. Moshe meant
blessed the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, with the Baraka, the blessing wherewith Halloween blessed thy children. That is, the Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face to shine. The Lord lift up his countenance, as we have in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. And so too bless thou the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, as it is said, God be merciful to us, to I and I, and bless us, and bless I and I. Elohim Yechanin, we barkein. Elohim be merciful to us, to I and I. Elohim Yechanin, and bless us, and bless I and I. We barkein. If thou the eye dost bless us, bless thine eye, thou the eye shall make thy strength, and thy way known among Hagoyim, among the nations, among the Gentiles, international community, as is said even in Mizmor Samech Zion, the 67th Psalm, Psalm 67, Hebraically verse 3, where it reads, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy salvation among all nations, that thy way may be known upon earth. La da'at ba'aret darkeka, that thy way, darkeka, may be known, la da'at, upon earth, ba'aret. La da'ata ba'aret darkeka, 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 thy way, thy way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not save Yisrael, Israel, because of their good deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not save Yisrael because of their good deeds, but only to make his strength, chelo, known, and to make his great name known. As Asaph said in the 76th Psalm, he read through the second verse, through Judah will God be known. His name shall be great through Israel. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Ein Vav, Ein Vav, 76th Psalm, Psalm 76, the Beit verse, Hebraically the second verse that reads, Noda'a bi Huda Elohim, bi Yisrael Gadol Shema. In Judah is Elohim known. Noda'a bi Huda Elohim, his name is great in Israel. Be Yisrael Gadol Shema. And it may be translated even more so as, through Yehuda, through Judah, will Elohim be known. His name, Shemo, shall be great through Yisrael. And as Asaph also said in the 77th Psalm, Psalm 77, Hebraically verse 15, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Ata ha'el ose fele hoda'ita ba'amim ozeka. Thou, the I, art the God. Ata ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ata Ha'el, Ose Fele, that doest wonders, Ose Fele, thou hast made known thy strength, among the peoples. Toda ita ba ami uzeka. By strength, what is meant by uzeka? Uzeka, what is meant by thy strength? Thy strength, thy strength, thy uzi, thy uzeka. In that thou redeemest Yisrael, Israel, by thy strength, by uzeka, and by thine arm, zeroah, thou makest thy might known in the world. Another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, intonation, Isis, another psalm says, Psalm 106, Hebraically the 8th verse reads, Nevertheless he saves them for his name's sake. Wayosha'im le ma'ana shim le hodi'ah eta geburato. Nevertheless, he saves them for his name's sake. Wayosha'im le ma'an shim, that he might make known le hodi'ah his mighty power. Et geburato, et geburato, geburato, et geburato, his mighty power. Wayosha'im le ma'an shim, le hodi'ah et geburato. Why? To make his might known. Le hodi'ah et geburato. To make his gevura, his gebura, gevurato, to be known. Le hodia eta gevurato. It might be supposed that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saves the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, HaGoyim, the nations, the international community, the Gentiles will say, God is partial to them. But in truth, HaGoyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the nationalities, will acknowledge God's justice. As is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samech Zain, Psalm 67, Hebraically the 6th verse, the nations will acknowledge thee, all of them, the nations will acknowledge, act on the knowledge of thee, all of them. Yoduka, Amin, Elohim, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. May the peoples give thanks, acknowledge to thee, I, O Elohim, Yoduka, Amin, Elohim. Make the peoples give thanks, acknowledgement, Yoduka, to the I, male, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. Make the peoples give thanks. Make the peoples acknowledge, the nations, the peoples will acknowledge the I, all of them. Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, all of them, Kulam. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring forth the righteousness of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, to the light. As it is said, even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 6th verse, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. And he will make thy righteousness to go forth as the light. Wehotzi ka or tzidekaka, tzedek echa, the eye righteousness and tzedek echa, to go forth with hotzi as the light, ka-or, ka-or, with hotzi ka-or, tzedek echa, ua misha pateka, katza horai, and thy right, judgment, thy right, as the noonday, u mishpateka, katza horai, and as is written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 62:2, and the nations shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and the nations shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. We ra'u goyim tzidkek, we call melachim k'borek, we kora lach shem chadash, asher pi Yehovah yikoren. And the nations, the goyim, the Gentiles, shall see thy triumph. Ve'ra'u goyim tzidkek, thy triumph, thy righteousness, tzidkek, speaking to she. Ve'kol ha'melachim k'borek, and all kings will call Melaki thy glory. Kabodek, Kabodek, Kabodek. Without goyim as either cake, we call a Melaki ma Kabodek. We kora lak shem hadash, and thou shall be called by a new name. Wikora lak shem chadash, that the mouth of Jehovah shall mark out. Asher pi Yahuwah yikoven, that the mouth of Jehovah, asher pi Yahuwah yikoven, shall mark out. And as it is also written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 61:11, the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations, all the nationalities, the international community, before all nations. Ki ka'aretz totziyas imaha uakana zeru eha tam tatsamiyach ken adonai Yahweh yatsamiyach tzedaka uatila neged kol hagoy. For as the earth bringeth forth her growth, ki ka aret totsia tzimachaha, as the earth bringeth forth her growth, ki ka aret totsia tzimachaha, ua kagana zerueha tatsamiyach, and as the garden, ua kagana, and as the ganna, the garden, uakaganna, causes the things that are sown in it, in her, to spring forth, uakaganna zerueha tatsamiyach, so the Lord God can Adonai Yahweh will cause victory and glory. Yatzmiyach tzedaka u'tehila, yatzmiyach tzedaka u'tehila, will cause victory and glory. to spring forth before all the nations. Neged kol hagoy, before all nations. Neged kol hagoyim. Here, victory and glory, tzedakah u'tehillah, or tzedakah, also charity, tzedakah u'tehillah, and praise, righteousness and praise, righteousness and praise. So, Adonai Jehovah will cause victory and glory, righteousness and praise. Ken Adonai Yahweh Yatzmiach Tzedakah U'Tehillah, to spring forth before all the nations. Neged Kol Hagoy. Ken Adonai Yahweh Yatzmiach Tzedakah U'Tehillah, Neged Kol Hagoy.
God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר אלוהים.